As I say, there was a bit of bloodletting going on when this was all being discussed, and these were the issues in upper GI surgery. From my bias, being an upper GI surgeon, we had to cope with this. What's it going to do when the patient comes in the middle of the night with the upper GI bleed? Well, the response was, how many of those have you done in the last 12 months? Very, very few, because the majority are managed endoscopically. Is it going to have an effect on benign upper GI practice? I do not wish to be a lap coli, lap hernia, full stop. Well, no, but in fact, as time's gone by, the developments in upper GI benign practice have been significant to combine other areas of expertise. And as I've already suggested, the number of resections is going down. And I think we have to be very careful, and it's not just in upper GI, that we begin to look at what manpower requirements we need for the future generations, bearing in mind the sort of work that's